Back to the reading from Matthew, reading about John. So about John and Jesus, John was imprisoned. Jesus is preaching. So Herod arrested John and requested for his wife, Herodias, and who was angry with John for reveal their marriage. Not welcoming her sexual event, and Jesus responded to the disciple by then inviting for them to, they haven't seen all their own eyes and hear them with their own ears. Because Jesus' actions and teachings are the proof of the Old Testament, are the prophesied and fulfilled with the Old Testament and the prophesied. And John was not a weak in the reed and the stray in the wind, or he was finally dressed in just a normal person who doesn't attend to the halls or the kingdom. But John was very special, a prophet, and he had been foretold by the Old Testament. And prophets in the Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Regardless, John is important. So God sending him to demonstrate in Jesus, the ultimately to bear the evidence of the kingdom of God's work. I was all over the place, but so Jesus is to make us rich, even though rich in money or rich in love, but he make us rich to preach the good news. So when Jesus told the disciple and to go back, because John's his friends or disciple was coming to watch Jesus. So Jesus told John's disciple to report back that they have seen Jesus was appointed to his healing and life is restoring for miracles. So Jesus did not give a promise, but clearly the observable evidence that he was the Messiah. The good news to preach and to the poor in verse 5, in Jesus' review of his work, he used to ascending the scale to impressive deed, ending with the dead and raise the good news and to preach to the poor. Jesus reminded John that these were the predicted that the Messiah in the scriptures from Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 to 6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the dead unstopped. Then shall the lambs be leap and deer, and the tongues of the mute sings for joy, and the waters break forth in the wilderness and the stream of the desert. So, to go and share what Jesus is meant to you or to them, and how Jesus helped with the people when they were blind and when we were blind, and when they were weak and when we were weak, when we were poor. As a follower of Christ and looking at the Christ example and what John did, even put him to prison, I would need to go out and do the same. When our brothers and sisters don't have necessity, I would provide them with food and clothes and shelter. That's a lot of things that we're thankful for this week or this month or this year. I would help them to get those specific needs and that they need. I would help them. We help our brothers and sisters because helping them and doing those things will help them see why we're doing that and that we can help and reach to share the good news to them. So when they hear our testimony, our message, the good news, they may better understand our motivations and the reason for being Jesus' hands and feet. We help them with our physical knee and their spiritual knee, and so that they hopefully, eventually, in turn, and do the same. Jesus' commission for us is to go make disciples. And his great commission is he wants us to go ourselves for the knee and to make close relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can go and build a close relationship with our brothers and sisters for our foundations. Our foundation will be solid and strong. And how do we do this? Well, we can start with our own Bible study group, devotion. Or you can invite your neighbors or our friends or our co-workers, our coach, our brothers, and our sister to this Bible study, or invite the church. Or we can grab somebody today that go to church with us, a congregation member, to go get coffee or lunch. We don't have to wait for the right time or the right place, because the right time is now. I can tell you that our Southwest is do well in both, going missions and following Christ. Because when I come to this country, Southwest helped me get the things that I need. It's helping me to, even now, you guys helping me to go to school so that I can go share the message, the good news, to those who haven't heard the good news or need to be reminded. So we focus on the world riches than our spiritual rich. We don't want to go because sometimes we think other people would do it. We just want to stay where we at and make money. And making money is not a bad thing, but if we only pay attention to our money, then we don't have a good in our heart. We don't have God in our heart. Because we are rich in the world's eye if we only focus on money and other stuff. Even though when our brothers and sisters are hurting, we struggle when they're struggling. We like to sit there and just watch them anyway. And sometimes we may think that getting involved will make situation worse, and may even think we're going to bug them or bother them or hurt them. I would like to stay where we're at and work, and stay in our own box, and better not doing anything. We must live out of our faith in the command that Jesus gives us. Jesus said in Matthew 25, "Then the king will say to those who are on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom and prepare for you for the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you welcomed me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you come to me.' Then the righteous will answer to him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you, or thirsty when give you drink? And when did we see a stranger and welcome you, or naked you and clothe you? Then when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' The king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.'" Yeah, we're busy with sports, family, and other obligations. Instead of going to church on Sunday, we usually spend time watching games or going to our kids' a sport activity. We sometimes just stay home because we overwork and not finding time to rest or have the power time to read God's word. But doing it on Sunday. So Jesus comes to us to give us spiritual rich, the good news, even when we're poor. Even when we fail him, he still eat and hang out with us. He guide us and lead us through his spirit. And he told us about the good news, and he died for us on the cross. He was willing to do that for us because he know how much God loves us. But God can look at us when we are covered by sins. He wants us to repent and pick up his cross. And he wants our brothers and sisters to help each other and grow in faith. We can go and help our brothers and sisters to be richest in love. And who needs to hear the good news? And who needs to hear it again? So Christ has been faithful to us and always will be. Amen. Now we will say together.